Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, why don't you just say your name and your title?
Peter Morgan, Executive Director of DC Shorts International Film Festival.
And we are talking because there is a special online showcase coming up called DC Shorts Wins, where you're going to feature all the top films, winning films from this past year's festival. It runs February 24th through March 1st, entirely online. Explain the concept here. I mean, I kind of mentioned it, but I can't use the soundbite if I have it, so I need you to say it. What is DC Shorts Wins?
Well, DC Shorts Wins Best of the Fest is a screening that DC Shorts produces every winter, which we screen all of the films that won awards last September in the previous year. So these will all be from September of 2020. And they're all of the audience award-winning films and all of the jury award-winning films.
Explains what that means. You know, how the audience chose certain winners and how, you know, who your panel of judges is, you know, that there's a jury awards and audience awards.
Well, the jury is selected from local filmmakers, local film critics, university academics that study film theory and teach it, as well as individuals that work at other film festivals here in DC. So it's a lot of people in the industry that know a lot about films, and they vote amongst themselves on the top films that receive the jury awards for outstanding animation, outstanding documentary, outstanding first-time filmmaker. There are six in total that the jury selects. Then we have the audience awards, which are the 10 films, the 10 top films that everyone that viewed films votes on. So they are selected 100% by the audience. And so DC Shorts Wins Best of the Fest is all of those films together. We have two showcases, Showcase A and Showcase B, and they're $12 for each showcase. And it's of each showcase is a little bit of the audience awards and jury awards mixed together, and all different genres. We have animation, we have comedy, we have drama, we have the documentaries, we even have a horror film, a couple of sci-fi. So it's pretty much the gamut of genres.
Awesome. And you mentioning all the genres, do you have the numbers at your fingertips of, how many countries and everything were represented?
Well, we have eight countries represented from around the world. And that's why last September, when we realized this festival would be all online, we started using a travel the globe from home, you know, see the entire world from your couch. Last September, we had 34 countries represented, over 163 short films. So now we have a total of 15 films representing eight countries.
Awesome. And those 15 films are, I see you've broken them up into two showcases, each $12 a piece. So Showcase A is eight films running roughly 116 minutes, basically the same as like a 2-hour movie. Could you give me some highlights of some of the movies that are in Showcase A?
Well, absolutely. We have Coffee Shop Names, which is a comedy, and it's a very cute short film about individuals that have names that are unpronounceable to many people, and they come up with what they call their coffee shop names and abbreviates John. And in their minds, though, as they're standing there waiting for their coffee, each of them are imagining who this other character is that they've created a new name for. It's really a charming film. Love at First Sight is a sci-fi film from Spain about two individuals that meet for the first time, also in a coffee shop, coincidentally. But have they met before? One of them believes they have and has to convince the other one that they have met for a very particular reason, which I'll let you, when you see the film, you can determine what that reason is. There's Heading South, which is a film from USA, but it actually takes place in China. And it won the jury award for outstanding first-time filmmaker. And it's really beautifully shot on location in China with some great cinematography. And it's the story of a girl having to come to terms with the fact that there's a new family member in her life. In this instance, a new parent with somebody remarrying. LA Roll is incredibly cool because I grew up in the roller skating era, and it's about a roller skating team in Los Angeles set against the backdrop of their roller rink is closing down. So it's very poignant about these people that come together and live their lives loving roller skating as a hobby. And, you know, it's also their entire, it's their social world. And it's, if you like roller skating, it's very fun. It's
awesome. Sounds like some good ones in
it's quite in work there, yes.
That's not even all of them. There's a bunch in that.
Well, so. The one I'd really like to talk about is Blackfeet Boxing, Not Invisible, which these are all great films. I think this is a very important film. It takes place on the Blackfeet Indian Reservation in Montana. And it's about children being taught how to box and defend themselves. And the reason that's necessary is because of the number of indigenous women that go missing on the reservations. It's the indigenous women in the state are 3% of the population and account for an extraordinary number of missing women. I think it's over 30%. So it's,
yeah, I remember being shocked by that stat during, what was that movie? Wind River. I think they flashed that. That was about the missing girls there.
Yeah, it's such a well done documentary and really highlights this important issue.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for highlighting those in Showcase A. That's worth the $12 easily. All right, Showcase B. What all do we have there? And I know one of them is one of the films in Showcase B is on the official Oscars shortlist. Like it could get nominated in a couple weeks.
That is correct. The Present by director Farah Nabulsi. It absolutely deserves to be nominated. And if it is, it'll probably win. It's a very simple story about a father and his daughter having to cross a border check in Palestine to go shopping for basic food necessities. And he also wants to purchase a gift for his wife on their anniversary. And it's basically the story of the horror of having to go through this checkpoint, which has to be done every time you want to go shopping, and then crossing back in. And it's very dramatic and so well done. So I'd highly recommend checking out this one first if you get a chance. And we also have Laura, which won the Jury Award for DC Shorts for Outstanding Local Film, and it also won the Audience Award. It's the only film that won both for DC Shorts last year. And it's, again, a very simple story. It takes place in Kosovo in 2002. And it's the story of a wife who realizes she wants to go to work and needs to go to work for money as well as to have a more fulfilling experience in her life, and the problem that it will cause with her family, primarily her husband. A very powerful film as well. And we have Yarrow, which is a short documentary about the photographer named Yarrow, and he's shooting penguins. It's really cute, very fun if you enjoy penguins and photography, especially in nature. Rebel is from Canada. Incredibly powerful as well. It's just about a father and son who join some of their friends out in the woods at the Canadian border. And then you realize the purpose of why they're there. And this is all being observed from the point of view of a child who must be 4 or 5 years old and what the adults do at the border, trying to stop people from going in and crossing and how it affects the child. We have this incredible range of films that are each and every one of them just outstanding.
That's awesome. Yeah, so I know Showcase A is $12, Showcase B is $12, but if you want to see both, double header pass, you can do it for a little bit cheaper for $20. So that's a little way to save some money. And then tell us, also, I'm pretty sure, tell us, you're doing a bit of a promotion where anyone who buys tickets to DC Shorts wins this Best of Fest thing, that they might be able to win something for next year's festival. Explain.
Absolutely. Anyone who purchases a ticket by midnight tonight, which is Tuesday, February 23rd, will be entered automatically into a drawing. Three people will win free all-access passes to September's DC Shorts International Film Festival. So that is every film in every showcase. Last year, we had 163 films in 20 showcases. So purchase your tickets today and be entered to win. And I'll be announcing online tomorrow the winners.
You know what? I'm just realizing I'm probably not going to be able to use that part because I'm going to run this tomorrow morning.
Oh no.
But I can at least mention, I can mention that you are giving three people, I can still mention that you're doing the promotion, I guess, or that you did it. Okay, cool. Well, note to self, might have to cut that out unless it runs today. Okay, cool. Well, I mean, it sounds like a great lineup. Anything else you want to say before we run? Why is this something, we've all been stuck inside in the pandemic. Why is this a nice way to do something fun?
Well, these films are all, last year we had 1,300 films submitted. Then we had a reviewing panel of over 50 people, narrow it down to the 163 films that made it into the festival. And out of those 163 films, these 15 were selected by the jury and the audience as the best of the fest. So these really are all wonderful films, all worth watching. They take you around the world in case you're feeling stuck at home. So we've been saying pop some popcorn and travel the globe with DC Shorts. Also, we have the dates set for September. DC Shorts International Film Festival 2021 will be September 9th through the 19th.
And are you hoping, fingers crossed, that that is in person again, or are you making tentative plans for like a hybrid or something?
Well, just like last year when we were uncertain what will be happening, ideally we'll be able to be in theater. It'll more likely be a hybrid. But we're waiting to see, we're in communication with E Street Cinema, waiting to see what they're allowed to do. Once we know what they're allowed to do, we can figure out what we can do based on the local rules with the movie theaters and venues. So fingers crossed that it seems like we're heading in the right direction.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you doing this. Again, everyone, it's called DC Shorts Wins. It's their best of fest. So if you missed it, this is your way to check out all of the best films from last year. And also get your feet wet and maybe even win a ticket for next year. So again, it's February 24th through March 1st. Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jason. Bye-bye.